Hi, I'm Serena.
And I'm Rachel.
We're the hosts of Book Tales.
If you like reading books,
drinking cocktails,
and Scottish accents,
then meet your new favourite podcast.
Come with us as we explore different themes from romanticy to horror and everything in between.
We pair each book with a bespoke cocktail and tell you everything you'll need to make one.
And each week, play our fun game tailored to each book.
Find Book Tales wherever you get your podcasts. So grab your book.
Grab your booze.
For Book Tales.
Hi guys, I'm Bree.
And I'm Allie. This is Off Script.
If you think about it, books are potential scripts for movies.
When this adaptation happens, typically it's disappointing because they went off script.
In this series, we will be talking about how off script they went.
Hello,
everybody.
Welcome
to Off Script,
a podcast
where normally we compare books to movies,
but today we are giving you a minisode.
Yes.
I mean, we're recording not just minisodes, that's why I kind of paused, but
we're doing a marathon recording again.
Yeah, that's what we're good at this season, apparently.
It's also why we're like rearranging schedules and postponing.
Yeah. But we're gonna get this figured out.
We are.
I really am gonna blame that. It's the fact that I just started a new job and moved.
Oh yeah.
I need a new chair.
I forgot what I was saying.
Minisode.
Oh, I was purely blaming it on me having moved and my job.
Yeah. Yes.
Mm-hmm.
But you know what? That's all right because life gets in the way. Yeah. And you know what? We did this podcast thinking it'd be fun. And yeah. It is fun.
It is.
But to keep it fun, we have to go with the flow of things.
Yes, we do.
Hey, you know what? That's all right. Mm-hmm. Soon we'll take a picture, an updated picture, because Bree's got art all over the place now.
Mm-hmm. I do.
No.
I do.
Very cool.
Mm-hmm. Allie hasn't even realized that I have our caricature up in front of us.
No, I do. I've been looking at it.
You've been watching it?
I've been watching it.
It's going to move.
Fun.
Slowly but surely.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Cool.
All right.
So we're doing a life update for y'all, because this is how we don't talk for hours and hours on our
actual episodes.
Yes. So
I mean, it still happens, but it does not happen as badly as it could.
Yes, as it used to.
Mm-hmm.
We got called out on it.
All right,
you want to go?
Well, I think you should, because it was your birthday.
My birthday long ago.
Mm-hmm.
We went up to the mountains for my birthday. It was pretty much an awful trip.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh,
I was pretty bummed.
Why?
And then we freaking got snow a week later. Like, what was the point?
Yeah.
But no.
Why was it bad?
Because, like, everything that went wrong did go wrong. It was just the worst. No. Okay. So we go up, right? And my hope was to get a hotel in the snow so the kids could just play in the snow.
Oh.
Well, that didn't happen. But, of course, you know, 5 minutes up the road, 15 minutes up the road, there was the snow at the mountain. We went to White Pass up in Mount Rainier. It was a very cute little cabin. It was exactly...
You sent me the video and I was like, why did she send me a Westport video?
Yes, it was exactly our Westport video. The only difference...
Our Westport video.
Or our Westport cabin. The only difference was it had a nice hot tub in it.
Mm-hmm.
And so... But it was fine. The cabin was cute, but I was like, this is okay that we can't do snow because, you know what? We brought games and we were going to play games. Well, I was also super sick. So we started the games, but the game that we started, it was like Riley was super sweet and really wanted to play because she knew I wanted to play this game. What game was it?
It was
Ticket to Ride.
Oh,
okay. I was like, this is an easy one. They match colors.
Yeah.
Like we'll do a breakdown where I'll help them type of thing. Well, Tyler just wanted to build his train.
Yep.
And I was like, and I did not have the energy to correct him. So I was like, whatever, you guys go play on your iPads. And they were like, okay. So they went and did their iPads. I was like, fine, whatever. I took NyQuil at 8:30 and I was out by 9. It was like such a waste of the cute hotel.
Yeah, wow.
I was so bummed. But the next day we woke up. We're doing fine. but we were going to go because I wasn't sure if this mountain allowed you just, we brought our sleds, but I didn't think it was a resort. So like you had to do their sledding.
Yeah.
So, I looked up and they had tubing. So I was like, okay, perfect. We'll do tubing. But it was at times. So it was like 1 o'clock or something like that. Yes. So I was like, okay, if we get out of here at 11, then we'll go up there and we'll just wander. Maybe we'll grab lunch or something. And then perfect time. Well, you know, Tyler's so excited to go tubing. It's like right when he wakes up at like 8 o'clock. Can we go? Can we go? Can we go? And I was just finally irritated.
Yeah.
And so I was like, it was a nice breakfast. We had a breakfast and everything. And then finally I was like, oh my gosh, fine, let's go. And so we left at like 10 or something. Oof. So it's a whole hour earlier than I wanted to.
And you can't even tube until 1.
Yeah. And so then we get up there. And then I have no idea where to go. I've never been here before. So I'm just kind of like, we parked and asked someone. And it was a super, actually, we parked in the perfect spot because where we had to go was go up this hill. And she said you could go up the hill and drive up the hill. But I was like, it looks pretty like steep.
And yeah.
Yeah. And mm-hmm. I was like, we parked at the bottom of the hill. It wasn't a big walk. It was like, I don't know. It was maybe like the walk by my house, like that hill that kills us. Oh. But it's not. Oh, it wasn't that bad. Yeah. OK, it was probably like less than that. And so then we walk up it. And then because I asked her, where are you by the tubing tickets? And she said up at the where you up that hill. I was like, OK, perfect. So I go up there. And the kids just want to play in the snow. I'm like, oh, that's fine. We got time to kill. So they're just playing and they're like sliding on their butts down this little hill. And mm-hmm. I was like, okay. And then I saw another family have sleds. And I was like, oh, well, if we can go bring our sleds up here, sled on the sleds until we can do tubing, perfect. So we go down the hill again and get our sleds. And as we're on our way back up, the people I saw stopped us and said, oh, where do you go sledding at? And I was like, oh, I don't know. I was just going to go up here. And they're like, oh, we were just told we can't. Oh. I was like, oh my gosh. So now my kids, I have to go tell them, well, we got to go put our sleds back. They were not too excited about that. And then I was like, okay, it's getting closer. I just want to make sure we have our tickets because it's first come, mm-hmm. first serve. So I was like, we got to figure out where to get these tickets. So at the place we were at was one of the lifts. So I asked the lift guy, where do I buy the tubing tickets at? He said at the ticket counter all the way over there. And it was like down the hill, like down the resort hill. We could walk, which we did, but it was like a 15-minute walk.
Yeah.
So we did, and we get there and I was like, can I have some tubing tickets? And they're like, you buy them at the tubing spot. I was like, what? They just told me to come here. And she's like, oh no, I'm sorry, you were given the wrong information. So now I'm pissed because I have these two kids
that who just wanted to.
Yeah. And they walked in the snow for 15 minutes and now I got to walk all the way back up this hill. And I was just getting more and more angry. And then I couldn't figure out where at the top of the hill it was.
Mm-hmm.
And then finally I did. And was able to get the tickets. And now after like I was on this hill, I was like, damn it, he charged me an extra $5 because he thought Riley was 9 because it was 8 and younger is $20 and 9 and older is 25. And he charged me $50. And I was like, because Tyler was just using my tube with me.
Yeah.
I was like, oh, that wasn't really added to my bad day. That was just an afterthought of, well, that sucks. And then so then we're tubing, right? And it was, mm-hmm. so it was $50. And I liked how they did it and didn't at the same time. So it was like one hill. And so you stood in a line to tube because they did one at a time, which sucked for waiting. But at the same time, it was a lot safer.
When you go down the hill and not have to walk across people.
Right. It was a lot safer. There was no chance of getting like smacked and ran over. And then the guy who was doing like shoving us down, he was very helpful and held the tubes for us and everything. And then like if you're doing a solo, he would like spin you and fun. Stuff. So it was really, it was well done. It was just, you know, half of our time was waiting in line.
Yeah.
And so we do it two times and then Tyler starts complaining about being cold. Oh, because this whole time he's sucking on his gloves. And I tell him, stop sucking on your gloves. And this whole time he's throwing snow in the air. And their snow suits were too small because I hadn't updated them. Yeah. And I was like, well, it's too late. I'm not going to update them when we do one snow this year.
Yeah, yeah.
And so his snow was getting in his shoes. And so he's saying he's cold, he's cold, he's cold. And I'm just getting more pissed off. And we do our third run. And Riley's doing her own tube now. I said, Riley, go do your own. Like, go back in line and come meet us at the bottom next round and we'll see what we're doing. Well, I was about to like yell Tyler suck it up, but I felt his feet and they were ice because they were so frozen and his fingers too. I was like, this is a safety thing now.
Yeah.
So we had to
stop
and go. So we only did it three times each. Riley did it four for $50. I just drove home and I was pissed. And then the worst part, I feel so bad. Like, if it was just me and Riley, I think it would have been an awesome trip. Tyler, freaking, I love you, dude. But, man, so I told Riley, actually, after that, I was like, Riley, I'm going to plan a girls trip, me and you. And she was like, okay. And so I think that'll be really fun. But the worst part was I get home, and my brother had come over, and my mom was so excited. She's like, making me a cake and everything like that. And all I wanted to do was go in my room and cry. So I did. I went in my room and just sobbed. And then I had to pull it together, which I did not do very well. And I just had to suck it up because my brother was over for my birthday. Mm-hmm. And then it was just sucked. But then it's like the part that sucks is that, you know, 90% of the sobbing was because I was missing Cameron, right? Because I missed him for my birthday. And then none of this would have happened if he was there, because I could have been like, you stay with the kids.
Yeah.
I'll go get the tickets.
Yeah.
Like, it was a single parent fiasco. It was just a sucky birthday. Anyways, so I might as well start out with the downer stuff, I guess. But you know what? Everyone showed me love and it was just nice. And Riley is super sweet. And she's when I said I had a bad birthday, she just almost cried. She's like, oh, no, you didn't. It was bad. Like, she really wanted me to have a good birthday. And I was like, it's okay. It's fine. Don't worry about it.
You guys had fun.
Exactly. You had fun until you didn't. And that's what I said. I was like, I'm just glad you guys had fun. Mm-hmm. So it was a mix of being sick, missing Cameron, everything going wrong.
Yeah.
At least I didn't have car troubles. I guess that could have made everything worse.
Yeah, that's true. That's true.
No physical injuries. So that's good.
Mm-hmm.
There were positives of all of this. And so,
yeah.
Anyways,
that's good. That's fun.
Hey, but you know what? I've been 33 for almost a month now and it's going good.
That's good.
Yeah. We'll just skip the actual day.
Oh my gosh. This is why John hates birthdays.
Yeah, I mean, I get it. I feel like I just put too much hype on it.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. But next year I gotta just do nothing. I think it'll be better.
No, you know what you do? You do the like one thing that you love doing.
Yeah.
That's why I always see a movie on my birthday.
Yeah. Well, I love snow. That's why we went to do this.
Yeah.
And then we freaking got snow a week later. Mm-hmm. I was like, what the? I went all through all that for nothing.
Like, what I'm saying is like the one thing that you love doing that you don't have to like
go and
go out of your way to do.
I don't know what that is. I don't like doing anything. Sleeping. I'm gonna go rent a hotel and just sleep.
Oh gosh.
Anyways.
Well, Valentine's Day.
Yes.
John and I did not see Captain America.
I know. Oh my gosh.
John realized because so I was gonna hang out with my little brother on Sunday and I really wanted John to go see the movie that Robbie wanted to see with us. And I told him, I was like, I bet you anything he's gonna choose Captain America, which made it everything worse when he, you know, spoiler alert, my little brother chose Dog Man to go watch. Anyways, so I told him, I was like, Robbie's gonna choose Captain America and you won't want to see it because we've already seen it. And he's like, hey, but good news is you get to watch it twice, because like in his head he's like, Captain America's your favorite, you're gonna be excited. And I looked at him and I was like, yeah. And he was like, wait, are you really not excited for this movie? It's like, I'm excited for it because you're excited for it. Like, I'm, it could go either way for me. Like, that's where I'm at. And he was like, oh no, let's not see it Valentine's Day then. I was like, no, no, no. I already have our tickets. We're going to go see it. And he was like, No. And like, he sat down and like, because he told me, he was like, I really want to see Companion with Jack Quaid. And I was like, do you realize what this movie is? Mm-hmm. And he was like, yeah, I've read about it. I know, I've heard great things, and Jack Quaid's in it from The Boys. Love it. I was like, okay. So I'm like looking up times. I find a time, because at this point too, Companion has been out for a little bit. So mm-hmm. like the show times are dwindling. And so I find at the movie theater that's 12 minutes from me, there's a showing of Companion at 10:40 at night. And he was like, well, that's kind of nice, because then we could do dinner and hang out and then go see the movie. I was like, all right, fine, I'll do that for you. So now we're seeing Captain America Tuesday, saw Companion. Then what was hilarious was when we got to the movie theater, there was a poster for a different Jack Quaid movie. And John said, well, actually, hold on. First, before, when we came up with this plan, I was like, watch the trailer mm-hmm. and tell me if you'll watch it as I'm like getting our tickets. And he pulls up the trailer and like, it's me, him and mom. And then he looks at me and was like, oh, but you don't watch trailers. And I was like, I've already seen this trailer. Like, we can watch it outside of the movie theater. That does not apply right now. So he pulls it up and watches it. I could just tell as the trailer is going and going that John's like, oh, oh, oh.
Yeah.
I was like, see, I don't think you want to watch this. He was like, we'll see. I was like, okay, just let me know. So he says, we're going to go see it. We get to the movie theater. He sees a poster for a different Jack Quaid movie. And he goes, oh, I think that's the movie I wanted to see with him. I was like, John. But then we sit down. And then I was really excited because we were running late to the movie. And so we basically missed all the previews except for one. And you want to know what that one was?
The other movie.
No, that would have been really fucking hilarious. No, it was Rob's movie. I'm so freaking excited for that movie. It looks so good. So good. Anyways, so we're watching that. And I'm like, and I asked him if he would see that one with me. And he doesn't want to see it. I'm like, I don't know why you don't want to see it. This seems like a fun movie. But anyway, then we watched it and it was actually really good. It was a really good movie. It was way better than I thought it was going to be. Uh-huh. And even John was like, you know what? I really enjoyed that movie.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. But yeah, so that was good. And now we're seeing Captain America Tuesday. And Allie saw it and told us that we need to watch The Hulk. Mm-hmm. We got about halfway through The Hulk last night before I started, like, I was falling asleep hard in the movie. And I told John, because it's an entertaining movie, but because it's The Hulk, I really could care less.
Oh, yeah, 100%.
And so I told him as I was falling asleep, he was getting, like, super into it. I was like, just finish the movie. I'll sleep here on the couch. When the movie's done, wake me up and I'll go to the bed. And he was like, no, we have to watch it together. So I think I have to go to his place after work to like finish it really quick before we go see the movie.
Yeah. Like when I told you, you don't have to watch it. It's true. You don't have to watch it. Like yeah. I haven't seen it since 2018. So mm-hmm. my memory of it was not great. Mm-hmm. But like the more I think about it, I'm like, this whole movie would have been more fun because a bunch of the characters are the same.
Okay. Okay.
So like Harrison Ford's character
is her dad.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And so, I mean, so mm-hmm. it's a different actor, but it's yeah. all.
Yeah.
And so.
Well, I realized because Marvel Snap, uh-huh. the card for the spotlight this week was mm-hmm. Thunderbolt.
Yeah.
And because his last name was Ross, uh-huh. I realized I knew. I was like, oh, that's who that is. And he's Red Hulk. So I already knew that like correlation between this movie and that movie. Uh-huh. Obviously, I don't know the rest because I haven't seen it.
Yeah.
Yet, but. Yeah.
Yeah. It was really fun doing it, though, because it was like there was someone else that comes on and I'm like, oh, is that so-and-so from Marvel? And like after the movie, I like went on my Snap and I was like, it is.
Isn't that the funnest? I love it. I really love when it's like a card that I love playing all the time. And then I go watch one of these movies with John and I'm like,
I know. It's like I'm trying to get Paul to do it, too. Right.
Yeah.
And so after we went back to his place. And we were just like on Disney looking at different Marvel stuff. And mm-hmm. I was like, because he had done the Marvel timeline. Like
oh, he had yeah, gone from the start.
Yes. And, yep. But he got almost done. And then Disney put a whole bunch more in. And he's like, I'm not going all the way back. Some of these shows have three seasons.
Yeah.
And so he's like this one, this one, this one. He's showing me. I was like, I play that card. I play that card. I got so excited. And he's just like, okay.
You're like, play this game. Like, it's really funny.
I know.
Like, I really enjoy it.
I even showed him a level. Like, I played one. And he's like, okay. And I was like, come on.
Yeah, John. It was funny because John. Oh, that was for Valentine's Day. John got me the season pass because he got me into buying the season pass like probably like 4 or 5 seasons ago. So 4 or 5 months ago, because then I realized like,
hey, what does that get you?
It gets you so much. Like, first off, I have Sam Wilson, Captain America.
Yeah,
right.
Yeah.
So you get the new card for whatever the season is. Mm. Mm-hmm. And then in the season, when you get your season, like, you know how the purple mm-hmm. levels mm-hmm. you get rewards every once in a while, mm-hmm. you get it for everyone you like get. So like, I just got this Falcon. Oh. You get different variants, you get different card backs, you get
cool.
a lot more credits stuff. And stuff. Yeah.
How much is it?
It's only $10.
Oh, for mm-hmm. the season. So it's like a month, $10
mm-hmm.
a month.
Mm-hmm.
But it's not like every time, like you can
choose which ones you want.
So I was really like, oh, I love all these cards. I'm just going to pay for this month only.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Yeah. And then you get different variants and stuff.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah. I love the season pass, but this was the first month where I was like, I have to be financially responsible this month. I should not spend the money on that.
Yeah.
But because John was super excited for the movie, and he also, because when we went and saw Venom, mm-hmm. that was the month that the season, because they also do it where the season pass typically goes
with the
hand
movie.
In hand with mm-hmm. whatever movie's coming out. So Venom's month was when Agony came out, Scream came out, Misery, Toxin, Anti-Venom.
Yeah.
Bunch of the different symbiotes. And I got the season pass that month, and I was going for all of the different spotlight cards, because the spotlight cards also go hand in hand with the season pass. And then when we were watching the movie, I was like getting so excited because Scream's in it, Agony's in it, freaking Toxin was in it. I was like, I know all these guys.
It is exciting when you see ones that you know. Like, we just watched Guardians again, right?
Yeah.
And so they have that scene where in the collectors, they have mm-hmm. Cosmo. And I'm mm-hmm. like, I get it now.
But yeah, so he knew how excited I get when we're watching the movies when I have the card. So he's like, I gotta, yeah, I'll get you this for Valentine's Day.
That was sweet.
Yeah.
Well, cool.
Mm-hmm. I feel like there was a reason I was going on with that story, and now I've forgotten it.
I don't know.
Oh, I remember. Because, so he got it for me last week, mm-hmm. last Sunday, and I'm already at level 30 in the season pass, like, reward track. And uh-huh. he was like, holy shit, you're too addicted to this game. It's like, sorry, I've really been enjoying the Captain America. Because I put Captain America in with the Doom 2099, which was uh-huh. last season's card.
Okay.
And he's a good card. I like him a lot.
I like his shield ability.
Mm-hmm.
I don't have it, but when you've people play it, I'm like, so cool.
Mm-hmm. It sucks if you can't get Falcon, well, not Falcon, but Sam Wilson out. Anyways, if you can't get Sam Wilson out soon enough, the shield you can't move the shield unless he's out. So it just sits there, which sucks. And I hate that because I'm like, cool, you just took up a spot.
Yeah.
And it could have been potentially a spot that I wanted to play a different card in.
Dude, I was so pissed yesterday. So it was like the highlight. Location or whatever.
Oh yeah,
was like the one where random 6 card.
Oh,
mm-hmm. freaking mm-hmm. twice I did it, and I got this stupid Ultron or whatever it's called, where it filled up my whole spot.
Oh, I hate when that happens.
And it was like, of course you're like, oh, if I play a 1 card there, then it turns into a six.
And then it screws you. What I hate is when I do that on turn one and it turns into Arnim Zola. So then a nice card sitting there, that's a zero. I'm like, well, screw you too. Love this.
Everyone who doesn't play is like, what the heck are they talking about? <I know. laughs> This is your sign to go play Marvel Snap.
Yeah, it's a super fun game. I love it.
Yeah,
it's fun.
Oh, so one more thing. When Paul and I went to see Captain America, we went to the theater. And it was like, it was a little warm, but it wasn't too bad. It got warmer and warmer. By the end, it's no joke. It was at least 85 degrees in there. We each got a chocolate bar and it was melted. It was so hot. And we both dressed because, you know, it's usually cold in theaters. We went to, I don't know the name of it, but it was a little like individual theater up in Ballard. Okay. So I just don't know what was going on, but it was like, so it wasn't like a big name theater, but I was like, oh my gosh. But it was really cute because it was like, okay, you'll be on floor three. So like the little theater, we would climb the stairs and it was a very cute theater and I would go back. I just was like, what are they doing?
Your air conditioner is broken.
But I don't know. I'm excited to hear your thoughts of this movie though.
I know.
Because I have many and I want to
talk.
Yeah.
Sorry, I didn't see.
That's okay.
I saw. So Companion. Actually, let's save that for our other minisode we're going to record. Okay. I'll talk about Companion.
All right. Sounds good.
All right. Well,
okay.
This is a good minisode.
Yeah. That was fun.
Yeah.
Life update.
I don't know what's coming out after this because who knows when this is going to come out.
I know. We need to stop advertising that because I feel like we just make them and release them when we do.
Exactly. So. Stay tuned to listen for something on Monday.
Yeah.
Potentially.
Hopefully.
Unless our schedule gets screwed. Then who knows when that will come out too.
Thanks for going with the flow with us this season, you guys.
It's been a wild one.
Yes. All right. We'll see you.
Bye. Bye.
Thanks for sticking with us.
We hope you enjoyed it.
If you did, we would greatly appreciate it if you gave us 5 beautiful stars, reviewed, and subscribed.
You can also follow us on Facebook at Offscript, on Instagram at OffscriptPodcast21, and on TikTok at Offscript_pod.
Shoutouts to Madame Ashen Creations for our adorable logo art.
And Adam Daniel for our incredible theme song.
And to Creative Cinephile Productions for producing our podcast.
See you next time.
Serena.
And I'm Rachel.
We are the hosts of Book Tales.
If you like reading books,
drinking cocktails,
and Scottish accents,
then meet your new favourite podcast.
Come with us as we explore different themes from romanticism to horror and everything in between.
We pair each book with a bespoke cocktail and tell you everything you'll need to make one.
And each week, play our fun game tailored to each book.
Find Book Tales wherever you get your podcasts. So grab your book.
Grab your booze
for Book Tales.